Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Iraqi journalist who hurled his shoes at President Bush made an appearance in an Iraqi court today. The man is charged with aggression against a president. The unusual incident made headlines around the world and overshadowed what the White House wants to highlight in the region. As U.S. forces begin to draw down, Washington is watching Iraq's neighbors closely, especially Iran. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Iraq's ambassador to the United States is Samir Soumaidi, following a speech he gave in Washington today. Soumaidi was asked about the perception that when the U.S. invaded Iraq, Iran won. Soumaidi was diplomatic with his answer. He said the Iranians have been helpful to Iraq at times and unhelpful at other times. And he added that the U.S. did do the Iranians a favor by eliminating their arch enemy, Saddam Hussein. Soumaidi went on to say that many of the problems the U.S. has with Iran have nothing to do with Iraq.
We don't have the solution of the problem between the United States and Iran in our hands, but we encourage dialogue, and we also are committed not to have Iraq or Iraqi territory be used to threaten any of our neighbors.
The Iraqi government is thought to have a commitment to that last point in writing. The security agreement Washington just signed with Baghdad is said to prohibit U.S. forces from using their bases in Iraq to attack neighboring countries. That's a not-so-subtle reference to Iran. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was asked about Iran during an interview yesterday with the Associated Press. Rice said the Iranians have lost much of their influence in Iraq. When the U.S. ambassador in Iraq, Ryan Crocker, met with Iranian officials, Rice said he delivered a blunt message.
Ryan Crocker told them that when he met with his counterpart the last time, your people are not safe in Iraq as long as they're trying to harm our people, and we've carried through on that.
U.S. officials have long accused Iran of supporting Iraqi insurgents and militia groups, and Rice said that tough U.S. action against those Iranian-backed elements has succeeded.
They're in a much more difficult situation in terms of Iraq. They did everything that they could to stop the strategic forces arrangements. They couldn't do it. Their allies lost in Basra, flat out lost. The Iranians find themselves, I think, unable to operate as effectively in Iraq because we've been very aggressive against their agents.
U.S. forces have carried out operations against Iranians inside Iraq and against Iraqi militant groups supported by Iran, says military analyst Anthony Cordesman. He says those actions have been successful, but Cordesman adds they're not the primary reason why Iranian-sponsored violence in Iraq has gone down.
The key shift here has been that as the central government has gained in power, Iran's focus has moved away from supporting all of the militias, to trying to win influence over the main Shiite parties that dominate the government.
And Cordesman says that doesn't mean Iranian influence in Iraq is waning. Middle East expert Vali Nasser of the Fletcher School at Tufts University says U.S. actions against militias in Sadr City and in Basra were a blow to Iranian-backed militias in Iraq. Nasser says Iran's hand does seem to be weaker in Iraq than it was a year ago, but things are not as rosy as Condoleezza Rice seems to suggest.
The relative calm in Iraq's politics right now and the calm on the ground should not be construed as an absence of Iranian influence. Iranian influence still can show itself in the outcome of provincial elections. It can show itself in how the Iraqis engage and whether they're successful in engaging, overpowering, sharing issues. And we may even see the return of militias at some point, particularly if the United States would like to leave Iraq.
And leaving Iraq does seem to be the plan. Barack Obama hasn't backed away from his pledge to draw down U.S. troops in 16 months, while the new U.S. security agreement with Iraq puts a deadline of 2011 in place. That would leave Iraq to handle its own affairs with Iran right next door. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.